And so we're just wondering, did he find the money and tow off all of that? And hunting for the money.
He wanted you to tell him that you was the only one of the seven.
And I was the last of seven children, and I'm the only one that was built, that was born in this house here, and this house was built in 1925. And it was built out of the, most of the timber in this house came out of the lumber out of the old house. Especially the floor joists, the studs, the overhead joists. And they are hard pine, hard poplar, and red gum. In fact, when I remodeled the house at one time, it was a bungalow style house and had a porch all the way around it. And the porch was a lot of trouble upkeep, so I done away with it. And I was going to tear it down plumb to the foundation and come back with new style house. And the carpenters that was out here, when I tore it down to the plate and they saw the situation, they said, well, you cannot replace this kind of wood. Said, you'd be foolish. Said, let's just put up rafters, a new roof line on it, and you'll have a better house than what you can build. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I done.
I think we both would be more comfortable if I sat there. I mean, this looking around right, the corner like that.
All right, be fine.
Be fine.
Okay. And I'll keep my eye on that the tape so that it doesn't run out.
If you'd like to move it up closer, it'd be perfectly all right.
I think that's going to be recording okay there. So, it's just at kind of an angle for both of us around like that. You mentioned remodeling that. What time? What year was that?
That was in 1954 that I started remodeling, and we finished in 1955. That was the year that she and I married. And we just put a new roof line on it and come in here and put sheetrock over the ceiling there. And
put new flooring.
New flooring there. And that's
you mentioned the two fireplaces that had lightning come through.
Well, I see these are two double fireplaces. In other words, it's one chimney, but it has a fireplace on this side and have the fireplace on the other side. And see, we're up there the same way, have the fireplace on this side. That's the way we heated the house back in those days. That
they're very handsome, aren't they?
I tell you what, if you had to cut the wood there that went into them there, you wouldn't think they're too handsome. Because I can remember my father. He died when I was 11 years old. As soon as we laid the crop by, we went in the woods and come just cutting timber. And then we cut our firewood also then. And we'd haul it up here and stack it up. And I've seen as many as 15 cords of wood stacked up out there, and we'd burn it in one winter. Now 15 cords of wood burning four fireplaces. And it was my job to get that wood in, stack it out there on the porch.
That would keep you warm, especially while you're cutting it.
Yes, sir. And I believe I had a mother and some sisters that could burn more wood than any one thing I ever saw.
We'll move this around and then face the mic to.
And I'll tell you another interesting thing here. Back in those days, there all the kids were born here at home. And there were seven of us. My oldest brother was exactly 20 years older than I was. And the doctor charged my daddy $5 for his delivery. All the other kids were $10, and I being the last cost $15 for delivery.
Yeah, that's inflation.
So that's
And then when our boy was born,